Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two, as we document the Justice Department of Barack Hussein Obama criminally going after legal, lawful private sales at gun shows and exploiting the public, large portions of the public's ignorance about gun laws. It is legal for private sellers to go to gun shows and sell guns to each other. A full-time dealer that does it as an official business under federal tax law has to be registered. All over the country, they've been pushing for decades to ban gun shows. They've been successful in 12 states, somewhat successful in several others. They're really trying to push this now, and they now admit the Justice Department's running all this. But this KI piece just repeats lie after lie. They show video clips of my TV show from PrisonPlanet.tv, and they imply, well, just listen to it for yourself. Here it is.
Oh, that, sir, you've got a civil rights lawsuit. On the APD,
Austin radio talk host Alex Jones spoke to Darwin Baedeker on his call-in show. He tells Jones it was another gun show last year, not his, that was allegedly selling guns without paperwork.
See, Darwin didn't say that. Darwin explained that they shut down the other gun show unlawfully and made them leave when it wasn't illegal. And the whole issue is there's no law. But then that's a trick they do. The reporter reports that we're angry about the other gun show was wrong, was bad, did break the law. No, they didn't. They weren't bad. They didn't break the law. There is no law. But then that's a media trick where they say, I'm angry because it was the other gun show that was breaking the law. And then they cut to me as if I'm agreeing with it. It was another station, NBC. When we went and burned a U.N. flag in 1999, they then cut the foul footage of somebody a year before at the Capitol burning an American flag and said that I was burning an American flag and I got so much hate mail. I was burning a U.N. flag, but they cut from me to an American flag burning. Now, folks, I mean, these people are deceptive. And the same anchor was at NBC at that time. The same guy on KI putting out that propaganda is the guy now doing this. I mean, these people never end. They never stop. Continue with it.
Oh, this is a robbery. This is grand larceny, sir.
I feel the same way. And the sad thing was that they sat there and told me, well, if you do this, you'll get more licensed, FFL, federal firearms license dealers in there. Well, actually, I had two of my largest FFL dealers actually cancel the day before the show when I told them about it.
ATF agents arrested a man for illegal possession of a weapon at the Texas gun show. They say he is from Mexico and can't buy guns in Austin. APD says the bigger problem is folks vendor shopping, meaning they go from dealer to dealer looking for someone selling guns without proper paperwork. Police recommended the promoter only let licensed dealers in the show.
They just repeat the same lie. That you got to have paperwork, you got to have paperwork, you got to have paperwork. They think you're there like mushrooms to be kept in the dark and be shoveled horse manure. They think you exist to be told by the same local news agency that mercury is good for your children. In a news package produced by CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan, sent to them, they have a reporter read off the teleprompter to give it a local look. That was aired all over the country. Mercury is good for your child, and it's illegal for you to sell a gun to anybody without a license. A giant hoax. Hey, keep engaging in hoaxes. Obama is setting up the NSA cybersecurity takeover of the web, openly saying he may start shutting down freedom on the web. That's CNET News, Associated Press. That won't even save you. You see, we're now here exposing your fraud, exposing your deception, exposing your hoaxes. And I tell you, KI is outrageous. I mean, this is an outrageous level of deception, and they know exactly what they're doing. Mercury is not good for your children's brains.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, 8 minutes into the second hour. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon. 4 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us today. In the last hour, I went over the new fake bin Laden tapes. They've been forced to admit that past tapes have been fake. They're now bringing him back as the boogeyman to sell new wars, naked body scanners, police state domestically. I believe with Obama's approval rating plunging, their entire agenda for the government takeover of health care, for new wars, for the flu hoax falling on its face, the Copenhagen global tax falling on its face. I've been saying for months that I believe they're getting ready to launch a new false flag terror attack. That is coming up later in the broadcast. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, we've got just incredible video and photos of new police brutality, breaking arms, breaking legs, beating people half to death for no reason, on video, and then charging them with assaulting the police. A new level of corruption, a new level of open tyranny and evil. They don't even care if you have video of it, and it's clearly a fraud. They're that secure in their criminal activity. So we're going to be going over that as well. Obviously, in the last hour, I spent the lion's share of our time together going over the fact that the Justice Department admits they're running a nationwide program, but particularly in the border states, under the guise of stopping weapons trafficking into Mexico, problem, reaction, solution, though most of the guns are sold to the drug cartels by the military and the police, and that's on record. They're fully automatic. A lot of Mexicans are buying guns here to go back to Mexico to protect themselves. Mexico has total gun ban for citizens. You notice they have one of the highest crime rates in the world and are on the verge of collapsing. Also, drugs are illegal there. That drives up the price. Drug prohibition is what is allowing this to happen. But they're, through a hoax, saying that private gun sales are illegal. Earlier, I played a KI piece from here in Austin that was completely twisted and said the police are just enforcing the law. There's illegal gun sales going on. You've got to sign paperwork and go to an FFL dealer to buy guns. They passed laws in many other states. They're trying in Texas to, quote, get rid of the gun show loophole. And what they do with that is the way the laws are written in other states, what they've tried to pass in Texas since 2000, they've tried over and over again. What they're trying to do is pass laws where a grandfather can't give his grandson a .22 rifle. They're trying to pass laws where your father dies and you can't be given his guns. It's got to be gone through the feds and transferred to you. That's the gun show loophole, private sales of guns. I can sell my neighbor a gun. I can sell one of my employees a gun. They can sell me a gun. You've seen the federal regulation. Beck, pull up that article for me. Prison time for garage sale. A list of tens of thousands of recalled items. You have no idea what's going on. The feds are deputizing local police with special units to harass bazaars, flea markets, garage sales. They're busting people all the time at garage sales, selling a couple of their guns. This is illegal what they're doing, but the news all over the country is running hoax reports. It's now national news what happened in Austin, where they shut down the Austin gun show. First they denied that. Now they said they did it through nuisance abatement or the crack house law. So we're going to be breaking that down more, and I want to just remind listeners that I get so tied down. Yeah, that's McClatchy newspapers, feds cracking down on garage sales. Try to give me the Fox one where it actually says jail time or jail time for garage sales, Fox News, or garage sales, Fox News. The search should pull it up. People won't believe that unless they actually see the articles. That was McClatchy there. Okay, we need to stand up against this. We need to say no to this. And there's a bigger issue to just the Second Amendment and them shutting down the gun show as a case point example. And that is that they did this without a law, and the media now is engaged in a hoax saying it was the law. So the police under federal control, and Art Acevedo obviously supports this, the police chief, are just saying, we don't care. We're going to do what we want to do. We don't care. We can't pass this through the legislature. So we're just going to do this. And the attorney general needs to get involved with what's happening in Austin because the police are, quote, the authorities. And if they just start making stuff up, and I know a lot of police officers are upset about this. I've got a lot of emails from Austin police, phone calls from Austin police. And we've had calls from police all over the country. They don't like this. In national polls, 98% in a police survey a few years ago believe in the Second Amendment, believe we need less laws, not more. So there are a lot of good police out there. But there are a lot of bad ones being protected and bad ones being promoted. And so I don't want to paint with a broad brush here, but the leadership is bad and is out of control. And Art Acevedo may think that he can have warrantless checkpoints for blood. He couldn't. He went to the legislature, got him to pass a law they could take blood without warrants. But I've talked to local judges and others. They say it will be overturned by the Texas Supreme Court. But for the time being, he's out there. And he really believes, you know, that we'll save some people if we do this. It doesn't matter. You don't go down that road. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Now, going back to Police Chief Art Acevedo and the fact that we're going to be protesting tonight down at the Austin Police Department, local Austinites have organized this. 5 to 7 p.m., I'm going to be there in front of the Austin Police Department, 715 East 8th Street. I-35 and 8th Street, if you live outside Austin, you come down right down I-35, you take the 11th to 6th Street exit, you get off, it's on the west side of the highway, and there's plenty of parking underneath the overpass there, free parking. There's also meters if you want to pay or can't find parking. You park, get there at 5. The media will attempt because they have a playbook on fooling people and lying. They enjoy it, the power trip. They will try to show up at 4:30 and only shoot five or six people. Only videotape five or six people and say that was the protest. It won't matter if we have 500. But we now can expose them. I know they're listening right now, but it's not going to work. That's the great thing. They keep acting like the internet isn't there, and that's why they're destroying themselves. So you watch. I'm calling it now. The media will be there. They will show up before 5. They will shoot their piece. When 10 people are there, they will leave. They will not show 200, 300, 400 people. That will be another lesson to you in media fraud, media corruption, how they operate. You saw them early on in the Tea Party say, oh, it's just a few people, a few hundred, and there was 200,000. And then another one, they said there was 100,000, and there was more like 1 million. And that's what the D.C. police said. Or they said Republican, early last year, Republicans were financing the entire Tea Party. And that became a self-fulfilling prophecy as the Republicans did actually take it over. But at the time, Governor Rick Perry, Senator Cornyn here in Austin would go to tea parties and be booed off stage. And I tried to make that point. Then the Republicans did come in and take over a lot of it. But it was Ron Paul movement, the 9/11 truth movement before him, that started the tea parties. So we're going to be going over that today. I'm going to be there from about 4:30 until 7 o'clock tonight. Everybody needs to come out to this event. If the feds send provocateurs, I'm going to expose you. That may make them not come because I'm going. That's the main reason I've got to go, because I'm going to identify you and I'm going to neutralize you with my video camera. I'm going to neutralize you. I'm going to expose you. So just, I know you're coming. We're going to be there. I'm going to have cameras on me 24/7. If one of their hired anarchists tries to attack me or something, that's who works for them. But we're going to be there. We need everybody in strength. This is the Alamo, folks. This is where they're going after the Second Amendment, right here in the land of Colonel Travis. They are going after our precious Second Amendment, and I want to see everybody there tonight. The police department straddles 8th Street and 6th Street. It's in between 8th Street and 6th Street, right off I-35 on the west side. You cannot miss it. Now, one local group involved in kicking this off, Texas for Accountable Government, that does a lot of great work, I've noticed, they're saying bring holsters with copies of the Constitution, and just the holsters alone will scare the media to death. these people are so pathetic how domesticated they've become. But, yeah, I'll be there handing out evil pocket constitutions as well. And the police are taught that those are basically illegal. You don't believe me? I know that sounds asinine. We have Abby Newman pulled over to checkpoint. They find a pocket constitution. The police start breathing heavy and go, oh, my God, we've got an extremist. We've got contraband. And they start asking the other commander, is this legal? And he says, I think she's allowed to maybe have that. The good guy thinks maybe she's allowed to have a pocket constitution. That's on video. So that's what these people have turned into. Now, it's not just the Second Amendment that's under attack. It's also the First Amendment. And coming up later in the hour, I'm going to play this Mark Dice video. I think his most powerful work to date. Mark's working right now. He can't come on until Thursday, but we'll have him here. And all of you could do the type of things Mark Dice does. And his videos get hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions of views. And he's just another tireless defender of liberty. And we suggest people buy his books and materials that we sell at Infowars.com. But that's coming up. In fact, we're an hour and 19 minutes in the broadcast. I haven't plugged the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Your purchase makes this broadcast possible. But more importantly, you get Fall of the Republic. You get Camp FEMA. You get Shadow Government. All the great films I produce and other films that we carry, the best videos out there. You get them, you show them to your friends, your family. All of my videos, you can make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. Show them at your VFW hall. Show them at your college or high school. Give them to your pastor. Infowars.com. We've got great discounts on free videos and free T-shirts. New specials we've added at Infowars.com, 888-253-3139. If you want to call and purchase some of the videos as well, 888-253-3139. 1-800-253-3139 or $5.95 a month. Watch the show live, not just radio, but TV, prisonplanet.tv. You can also share your membership with six people at prisonplanet.tv and spread the word that way. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
I'm in a news blitz coming up into the next hour. Then we're going to get into the flu hoax that's completely collapsed. But it's like the ClimateGate emails opening up a whole world of fraud and hoaxes by the UN and those that want world government set up and Americans to have to pay taxes to the IMF and World Bank and UN. We need to take this information and get it out to people, just like with the ClimateGate, with the flu gate. And so Mike Adams joins us in the next hour on that important front. We do have a gun shop owner joining us Remember a few months ago we got the flyers and confirmed that tattoo shops, feed stores, everybody are being asked, does somebody have burns on their hands? Are they buying chemicals? Are they buying fertilizer? Are they getting tattoos of, you know, patriot-type stuff? Report them as a potential terrorist, getting Americans used to being spies. And again, most of the terrorists staged, if not all. So it's setting up the police grid. Well, now gun shops all over the country have been given FBI manuals, and they're told, you will follow this, or the BATF will shut you down. And I want to go over the list of things. This is how they're going after the Second Amendment. They're using covert intelligence operations to do this. So here's a newscast on that.
Appearing to be from the FBI has been turning up at local gun and ammo shops, instructing employees there on how to identify suspected terrorists. But some store owners say that its regulations might affect more than just enemies of the state. 4029's Kyle Cabote found out today why the flyer might cause problems for regular customers.
The flyer is designed to keep guns like this one out of the hands of suspected terrorists.
All right, See, equating guns with terrorism, having gun buybacks for the image of people handing their guns in as if that's normal. We've confirmed the flyer's real. We've called the phone number. The FBI admits they put it out. This is one of the earlier newscasts, so this really happened. Continue.
Heuristics, like insisting on paying with cash only or purchasing large quantities of ammunition or other gun accessories. Store owners are...
Back it up a little. Remember all the mainstream news stories about man visited by FBI, visited by ATF because he bought 500 rounds of ammo? Man raided because he bought four guns? You've seen all those articles last year and this year. I see them every week. See, this is what's going on. Also, knock and talk. BATF randomly going to houses, knocking, saying, we want to talk about your guns. There's a giant operation going on to intimidate people into not being part of the Second Amendment liberty culture. And to create the perception that guns are illegal. Continue.
Accessories. Store owners are also supposed to look for people with missing hands or fingers, chemical burns, or stains on their clothing.
Generally, this whole thing is a customer, my customer base, probably the customer base of most all your gun shops.
Jim Snow, owner of Rebel Arms and Sporting Goods in Nob Hill, says the form's definition of a terrorist is debatable.
Well, that's generally what a gun owner is. He's buying a bipod for his rifle. He's buying handgun ammunition. He wants a container to keep it safe in.
He says he isn't comfortable using that criteria to profile people in his shop, especially when many are longtime customers.
They're wanting kids to turn their parents in. They're wanting parents to turn their kids in.
Ron Garrett from GI Guns and Ammo and Rogers doesn't see the point of the flyer.
I think that's probably a little bit of overkill.
He says all potential gun buyers are subject to background checks by the FBI already.
And that form gives us their basic information, their name, address, date of birth, description, and so forth.
And the FBI has the right to deny a sale if the background check doesn't add up.
Even with any regulations, gun store owners we talk with said they'll always be careful about who they sell to. In Rogers, I'm Kyle Cabot.
So see, it isn't enough. You go through an instant background check when you go to an FFL dealer. These are rural areas they're targeting mainly with this. And they're in there saying, are they buying a bipod? Are they buying a container for ammo? Are they missing fingers? You know how many farmers and ranchers are missing fingers? I mean, you go to some farm meeting, and I bet 1 out of 10 people are missing fingers, missing arms from working on those combines and tractors, working with their saws. You know how many people have burns on their hands at work on farms? I mean, I've bought bipods. I've got bipods. Does that mean I'm a terrorist? But again, there's also another lie in the piece that the FBI has the right to deny if it doesn't add up. No, if it says you're a felon. But now, outside of the law, they're saying, oh, if you've got a restraining order against you that's standard in a divorce, even if it's not for violence, you have to turn your guns in. Again, and then we've had court cases where they said that's unconstitutional. The BATFE, the ATF, they don't stop. They don't quit. They never stop. We're going to talk to Jim Snow for about 5 minutes coming up. He's a one-man shop. They're going to be busy with people in his store, but he can give us 5 minutes on the other side to tell us specifically what he means about they want us to turn in our parents, turn in our children. Because that is in other FBI training flyers that we've covered and broken here on air. Remember what the MIAC and Homeland Security Report says. Gun owners are the number one enemy of the government.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Well, the union's a big businessman, and it's going down like a dinosaur. Well, they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon if it's raw.
Rogers, Arkansas, all over the country, tattoo shops, fertilizer shops, regular businesses, they're giving these flyers. But the gun shops, we've confirmed, we've called the FBI, all over the country are being given these flyers saying, is somebody buying a bipod? Are they buying a lot of ammo? And we've seen the news reports all over the country, we've covered them here, where somebody buys 500 rounds of ammo and the ATF visits them. And they come with warrants and search your house. So they're creating a perception that guns are dirty and bad, just like the big billboards that say report illegal guns, show an image of a revolver when revolvers aren't illegal. They're creating this perception. And Jim Snow is in Rogers, Arkansas. He owns a gun shop there. He's running it alone today, so he can't be with us long. I wanted to get him on specifically about this flyer. Sir, good to have you with us.
Good to be with you. Actually, I'm in Springdale, Arkansas.
Okay, well, the article says Rogers. Is it Springdale right outside it?
No. Rogers is next town over. There was two of us on there, one from Rogers and I'm Springdale.
Got it. I was just reading off the headline from the local TV station. Okay. Yeah. Now, when did you get this flyer? Or other gun shops got it. The media came and asked you about the flyer. What do you think about the flyer?
Well, If you read the flyer, it pretty much covers just about everybody that would be coming to buy a gun at a gun shop. You know, just because they've got some fingers missing or a hand missing, an arm, that's, you get people like that all the time. People pay with cash. Most gun shops would rather have cash than a credit card or a check. It's easier to process. This is a one of those things that they put out that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Unless you're wanting to demonize good Americans. Did you see the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that came out last year where Homeland Security said they were really gearing up to go after American returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters?
Right. That's where this came from. I'm pretty sure, I don't know that it is, but that's where I think this came from.
Absolutely. Now, expanding on this, they briefly quote you on television. Well, they have video of you saying they want kids to report on their parents, parents to report on their kids. What did you mean by that?
Well, that's what they're trying to get us to do. They're telling kids in school to tell them their folks for having guns in places where they're not supposed to have them, things like that. They're trying to get the parents to turn their kids in because their kids like guns. It's just reached a point where the government doesn't seem to be supporting the American way of life. They're trying to support some other way of life that doesn't exist here and hasn't existed here ever.
You're absolutely right, sir. Right here in Austin, they train kids to report on parents' illegal guns, and then the kids think all guns are illegal. I had a carpet cleaner a decade ago from out of state. He saw a shotgun on a rack in my house and tried to call the police. He thought he'd found a terrorist. And they just shut down the Austin gun show because the police said people driving by were scared by people walking in with guns. I mean, America's come to the point where you can't have guns in your pickup rack. I mean, they really are creating the perception that guns are like child pornography.
I remember several years ago when I was in high school, we'd take our guns to school on the bus, to go home with friends and go hunting.
My father, too.
Yeah, you carry them in the gun rack. You don't see guns in gun racks anymore in most of any place you go to. Way back out in the country somewhere, maybe you do, but not as a normal rule.
So they have intimidated our movement, our freedom, down to almost nothing. Did you hear they shut down the Austin gun show? They no law. They just did it.
No, I hadn't heard that. We had a gun show here in Springdale this weekend. Nobody shut it down.
Well, you're a federal firearms dealer yourself because that's what you do as a business. It's a tax issue. Here's the ATF Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives unlicensed person questions. To whom may an unlicensed person transfer firearms? We're also on TV right now, sir. I'm going to put that up on screen. I want to read this and get your take on it, and we'll let you go. To whom may an unlicensed person transfer firearms under the GCA? And again, we're going to put that ATF document up on screen. A person may sell a firearm to an unlicensed resident of a state if he does not know or have reasonable cause to believe the person is prohibited from receiving or possessing firearms under federal law. So again, I can sell my cousin a gun, and my grandfather could give me a gun like he did, just like he'd give me a fishing pole. But in Austin, the police chief and the ATF say Obama has said no more sales at gun shows from private people, and they just shut it down. This is a huge national issue.
That's a strange thing. I hadn't heard of anything like that happening. But I suppose it can if people let it happen.
Can. Well, Mr. Snow, we've got you here today. I mean, is this upsetting locals that in your schools they're training the kids to spy on the parents and the FBI's got flyers saying if somebody's missing a finger? I mean, I've been in so many gun shops when veterans come in with arms and legs blown off buying guns. I guess we're supposed to call the police on them. Anybody who does any hog hunting or coyote, getting rid of nuisance animals, uses a bipod at night if they know what they're doing. I mean, I guess that's just all terrorism.
Seems to be that's the way our government is trying to portray us. We've got an election year now. November, we can go to the polls and vote out all of those politicians that don't seem to understand the American right. the Constitution, the First Amendment, or the Second Amendment. A lot of them don't seem to understand either one of them. The Supreme Court, if you remember a couple of days ago, turned down the McCain-Feingold law that prohibited corporations from advertising, spending money a certain amount of time before a general election. They found that unconstitutional, and that was the Republicans passed that. That's the sad thing, is the Patriot Act also was passed by the Republicans, and that's one of the most repressive constitutional laws that we've ever had passed against our rights as Americans.
And Obama is continuing it. You own Rebel Arms Sporting Goods, sir?
Yes, sir.
Tell folks how they can visit you there in Arkansas.
It's out east of Springdale, about 10 miles on Highway 412 East, 20088, Highway 412 East.
Well, we appreciate you speaking out against this demonization, the Soviet-style, Nazi-style demonization of gun owners. In closing, a lot of gun dealers are being shut down. A lot of cities don't even have a gun shop anymore. They harass them. If a T isn't crossed, an I isn't dotted, they literally harass you out of business. Have you had any of that go on, or are you aware of that happening in your area?
Nothing that I know of around here. They treat us pretty good. So far, nobody that I know of had any problems. If you do the paperwork right, follow the laws, you shouldn't have any problems.
But again, you as a federal firearms dealer know it's legal in almost every state for somebody to privately, if they've got a few guns, go to a gun show and sell those.
Yes, that's our law. We can buy, trade, and sell our own property the way we want to.
Did you hear about federal regulations where they're saying over 10,000 recalled items, 5 years in jail, $500,000, the next time $1 million fine if you have a garage sale?
I hadn't heard that.
Mainstream media, they want to shut down private sales. They want to make you go to a big box Walmart. Have you read about Walmart making people register to buy ammo?
No, they shouldn't be doing that. I've never heard that. That was in law up till about the mid-70s, but that law was repealed a long time ago.
Well, they're doing it again in Texas and all over the country. Are your customers upset by this, that the feds are asking you to report them if they're missing a finger or if they buy a bipod or ammo?
Oh, yeah. And the more they find out about it, the more problems there's going to be with people not wanting to come in gun shops because of that.
Or if you had Arde Saavedra, our police chief, he'd just say you're shut down because he's God. Okay, well, Mr. Snow, I really appreciate you spending time with us. Jim Snow joining us from his gun shop in Arkansas. We appreciate you standing up to these guys. And so you're not going to report people buying ammo at the gun shop?
No. Why would I do that? It's not against the law. They can buy what they want.
The problem is a lot of gun shops are doing this, and I don't know if you've seen it in the news, where people that buy a bunch of ammo, over 500 rounds, which isn't that much, get a police visit. Have you heard of knock and talk, where they come to your door and just want to talk about your guns with you?
No, not in the United States. Maybe when you get out to in foreign countries like California,
sir,
and New York or something.
No, sir. Knock and
States.
Talk is going on everywhere. Foreign countries like California. I get the joke.
Yeah.
It's not really a joke, though. Now, a knock and talk's going on in Dallas, going on in the wealthy areas.
Hadn't heard that.
Absolutely, sir. Well, God bless you, and we need to get the gun community. I mean, obviously, you've probably seen record sales the last year because people are figuring out they're coming after our Second Amendment.
Yeah, that's been about every gun shop I know of had record sales.
All right. Well, God bless you. They're not going to stop freedom. Thanks to people like you, sir. Take care.
Thanks for letting me on. Bye.
You bet. Thank you, Jim. Okay, now here is the ATF. This is from the stinking federal government. This is from the whiskey regulators, the worst federal goons ever known. This is the worst federal agency, the first federal agency. They'd go out and take people out that own their own land that happen to have gold on it or water. I mean, the ATF are known as the regulators. You see a Clint Eastwood movie where the train pulls up and 20 guys get off in black suits and start killing people? There are literally thousands of famous cases of that. Into the 1930s. And the ATF is always the stormtroopers that lead them. Now, here's from the stormtroopers. ATF Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. Bring up unlicensed person questions. To whom may an unlicensed person transfer firearms under the GCA, the Gun Control Act? Now, let's turn to Q. There's Q on your screen. I think everybody ought to fax this to Art Aceveda and to KI and everybody else out there and show them the stinking law. They are hoaxing everyone, saying it's the law that you can't privately sell guns. A person may sell a firearm to an unlicensed resident of his state if he does not know or have reasonable cause to believe. You don't have any responsibility. It's only if you know. Let me read the whole thing. To whom may an unlicensed person transfer firearms under the GCA? A person may sell a firearm to an unlicensed resident of his state if he does not know or have reasonable cause to believe the person is prohibited from receiving or possessing firearms under federal law. Any person may loan or rent a firearm to a resident of any state for temporary use for lawful sporting purposes. If he does not know or have reasonable cause to believe the person is prohibited under receiving or possessing firearms. See, but they want to make it like England did 30 years ago where you've got to register to get a gun. Then they just ban it. Now, that's the ATF. But KI and the Austin Police Department think you are so stupid. And CNN, I'm told, I haven't seen it yet, has now reported on this, but I'm told they reported the same thing. People are upset in Texas. You can't sell guns without a license or a background check. What's the big deal? See, just like the carpet cleaner started calling the police on me because he saw a shotgun up on a gun rack 10 years ago. This is America. They think they're illegal. People drive by the Saxon Gun and Knife Show. It got shut down. They would call 911. My God, there's a slave with a gun. The average person that's an effeminate slave sees cops and SWAT teams in black masks breaking women's legs and arms, put up the photo of the woman's leg broken, peaceful protester, we're getting her on, and they just go, oh, I feel so safe when the government's breaking women's legs and tasering people half to death. God, I feel good. But then they see a citizen with a gun, they're like, please, no, no. But they see citizens being brutalized, and they go, oh, that makes me feel safe. I love government. It didn't kill 200 million people in the 20th century. Government doesn't become corrupt. Oh, yes, it does. And I have this video out of Pittsburgh, and this keeps happening, where they shoot people a lot of the time. Off-duty, not off-duty, plainclothes detectives jump out of cars. They stop. The guy had a bottle of Mountain Dew. They thought it was a weapon. He gets scared, and it's on the video. They're not yelling police till they're beating him. He tries to run. He trips, and like wolves on a prey, they get him, beat him, taser him in the head, rip his skin off. And then they charge him with assaulting them when it's on video. He didn't touch them. It's mental illness. They don't think of us as humans. It's psychopathic. They think of us as complete and total slaves. They think of us as not even being real. And if they break our leg or taser us or kill us or whatever, it's all right. Because, you know, they're doing a good job and some eggs are going to get broken. Hey, they shoot your kid in the back because they're not trained. You know, they're hiring a bunch of cowardly, weak people, too. Have you noticed a lot of the cops they hire now? Cops have always had problems and had corruption. That's just the nature of it. But more and more, all over the country, they're like these little social workers. And they're just like the people we're about to play video of here in just a moment. Mark Dice goes out and he goes on the streets of San Diego, and we talked to him this morning. He's coming on later in the week. And he said, no, this is in the order it happened. This is the people. He found two people that wouldn't sign a petition to ban free speech in America. Everybody else would. Everybody else would. And he did just a great job. Really impressed with what he's done. The full video is up on prisonplanet.com if you want to go watch it. But we're going to play the video, and I'm going to break it down in this segment and the next. And Mike Adams on the flu hoax falling apart is coming up. I want to briefly, again, invite listeners to not procrastinate in the info war and realize that the enemy's propaganda has to be reapplied over and over again because they're lying, they're deceiving, they're twisting. But you show somebody how they've been lied to once or twice or three or four times, most people will wake up. And most people have already woken up that something's wrong. They just don't know the full import of what they're dealing with. And so what I want to encourage people to do is give people the films that have been the most successful at waking people up, period. Loose Change Final Cut, available, $5 at InfoWars.com. Fall of the Republic, $10. Free videos, free books, free T-shirt deals. You get bumper stickers and a citizen rule book with every order. $5 for Loose Change Final Cut to expose 9/11. Fall of the Republic, the Obama deception, all discounted. I want people to have these. Camp FEMA, you want to expose the real FEMA camps? Get this video. You can make copies of all of my films, all of my titles. Infowars.com. Check out all the Patriot apparel. We need to stand up. We need to say it's okay to be for liberty. It's okay to like George Washington. It's okay to like the Constitution. We're the alternative to the tyranny of the Republicans and Democrats. We have to stand up, stand tall, stop hiding out. Stop, you know, just running out in the woods and waiting for the end of the world. We have to stand up, take action. You're not going to be raptured out of this. You got to take action today. Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Check out all the combo deals and free deals at Infowars.com and get the word out today. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride, had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, the flu hoax imploded in an even more spectacular way than I even thought it would. Great job, everybody. Mike Adams coming up at the 5 after break when we start the second segment of the next hour. All right, but in this segment, the short next segment, I want to play Mark Dice. We're going to cover this more on Thursday when he joins us live on the radio. He went out. This is the order he talked to people, and only two people out of scores he talked to were against banning free speech in the Second Amendment. Now, remember, more than half the public will ban your guns, will ban the Second Amendment. They are completely dumbed down. Look at these people in Southern California. These are not Americans. Look at how nasty they are. Look at how much they hate freedom. Let's go ahead and go to Mark Dice. And the majority of the people they talked to said ban free speech when he even told them. And bring in a new world order, world government. That's what the petition said. They said, yes, we want it. Here we go.
I'm Mark Dice, and this is a petition to repeal the First Amendment to the Constitution. You may be saying that nobody's going to sign this, but I would be willing to bet differently. Petition, please.
What is it for?
It's to repeal the First Amendment in the New World Order. Stop hate speech. You know, we want to really just kind of look at that issue again. And, you know, I mean, people are disagreeing with the president. I mean, you know, stop that. Thanks. Oh, boy. Hey, can you sign our petition quick to stop hate speech? Stop the hate speech. Get these people to stop, you know, saying mean things and disrespectful.
Yes.
Disrespectful things. And start with, you know, repealing the First Amendment and just kind of looking at that again. You know, do we really need that in the New World Order in today's society?
No.
You know?
I agree with you on that.
Can you just quick sign our petition? We're trying to repeal the First Amendment to the Constitution. It's part of the New World Order. You know, people are abusing things and just saying really mean things about, you know, the president and this hate speech. And so this will stop that.
Actually, I'd feel more comfortable if I went on and, like, researched it online a little bit more.
Well, we're Citizens Against the First Amendment, CATFA.org.
Okay, I'm going to look on CATFA.org.
Okay. Right. Do you want to, what would make you feel comfortable signing it?
Just sitting down and looking at more information that's available online.
Are you familiar with the evils of the First Amendment, how just horrible it is and how outdated idea is?
I feel more comfortable just looking online and kind of researching it myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
We won't spam you or anything.
Oh, I know. But I like to make sure I know exactly what I'm signing. Just like, you know, just makes me feel comfortable knowing.
Just to make sure.
I'm not just signing it.
Okay.
And just signing it, you know. Like, I want to sign things that I believe in as well.
So you'll know why we need to get rid of the First Amendment.
Exactly. That's why I like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks. We just want to stop the hate speech. This would be just a quick thing to stop the, you know, the
this
hateful
the
things
he
and
loves
we'll have
it.
To legislate, you know,
he reads it line by line.
The things that people say that they disagree with, you know, against the government and the Bilderberg group and just a signature and a birth date will be fine, no phone number. Sounds like a good thing. You know, I mean, in today's New World Order, we don't need these idiots, you know, disagreeing with the president. Oh, you got to sign it too.
I don't disagree.
So you read this? You're okay with that?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right, hit pause. Because he disagrees with people who don't like Obama, he wants to ban their free speech. Do you understand? They're coming for us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.